Bonjour, Duna Suru pour la radio du cinéma et j'ai l'honneur à l'ouverture tapis rouge de la 19e édition du Holly Short Film Festival d'être rejointe par le fondateur du festival, Daniel Sol. Bonjour Daniel.
Bonjour.
What an achievement. 19th year, a fourth category to qualify a short documentary for the Oscars. How do you feel?
Well, we feel very good. I mean, there's obviously a lot of challenges right now in the business with what's going on, so it's hard. You celebrate, but sort of in solidarity. There's a lot of people struggling. The strike is a problem. It's very hard for many people. They need to get what they need to get, what's right. So we support those that are striking with SAG and everyone else. So that all said, this is an opportunity for us to celebrate the independent filmmaker and celebrate the filmmakers who have made wonderful films, wonderful artists from all over the world. Many, many amazing French films as well in the festival. We're always very proud of our French contingency, and French films are always so incredible here at this festival. So we're very proud of that. So we're really excited to support these films and have this Oscar qualifying situation of the documentary category. We're very proud of that. So now we're able to support these films and showcase them to an amazing audience. People are very eager to do stuff here. There's, you know, with what's going on, there's not as much to do, not as much going on. So people also can't work at the moment in some cases. So this is a chance to get out, celebrate, network, and meet other people, like-minded people, and enjoy that. So from that standpoint, it's very good, and we're excited about that. And we're excited to get started and show all these awesome films.
And also excited about French cinema indeed, because I understand Les Vertueuses, Stéphanie Alphonse's short film, which was nominated for a César, the equivalent in France of the Oscar, is also being programmed at Holly Short this year. That's so exciting.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing film, wonderful film. Very excited to have the film here. And yes, its pedigree is obviously very well known. Is it César? César? I don't know if I say this right, so I don't know.
You have the perfect French accent. You should keep practicing.
It's Spanish. My father speaks Spanish. My father's from Spain. I speak some Spanish. So there's that little part of it that kind of...
Because Holly Shorts is such an international film festival. You keep telling about audiences flying in to attend Holly Shorts.
Well, yes, we have filmmakers coming from France, Germany, Australia, Israel, and many countries. So very, very excited about that. I mean, you know, this is, our focus is, I mean, you can have LA films here, right? Los Angeles, local. But you need to support the international and showcase them here so the audience here can be made wary or made to understand what these films are from all over the world. So now we're trying to present the audience here in LA films from all over the globe, and that's the goal, one of the goals.
I know it's a tough question, but after 90 years of the Holly Shorts Film Festival, what do you think makes it so unique in your eyes?
Well, I think it's the collaboration that we have, that Theo and I have in the team. There's a bond and family experience. I think we all grew up together. We know each other for life. Our families are together. Our families are close. There's that comfort with each other, that we both share the same vision and have the same energy to what we're trying to bring to this. So because of that, people, I think, see that. There's an authenticity in what we're trying to do. You know, obviously it's not perfect. It's not easy. There's a lot of problems. There's faults. There's issues that pop up. It's always a challenge. Everyone knows that. And anything with production, life, events, festivals, whatever, there's always those challenges. But we're trying to put on what we feel is a strong and possible event we can, to do the most we can for the event. And it means also the most we can for the filmmakers. So I think people sort of get that understanding or vibe. They come here, they see all this. You feel it. There's a good energy. So I think that's what people see and talk about. The word of mouth gets out. They say, oh, this is a fun thing. You should go to that. You should submit your film to Holly Shorts. Yeah, you should try to get there because it's a good time or whatever. So I think that is the main reason, or a big reason. It's one of the main reasons. Yeah.
One last question for you, Daniel, taking the time to answer the Francophone audience. Screening at Holly Shorts, is it becoming part of a family?
Yeah, we like to look at it that way. Anyone who's an alumni or been through here, we always want to see them do well and support them again, other things, whether it's promotion or putting their films out there, whether they're campaigning and things and trying to help push them forward. So yeah, we always look at anyone who's been through the festival for many years as sort of part of this alumni family. So yeah, it's something that is definitely a word we throw around because it's part of sort of fabric of what it is. We started this that way. It was just us starting it. We're still here doing this. We're not obviously corporate run. This is not a corporation. There's no big entity throwing money behind it. It's just us putting this thing together, our blood, sweat, and tears hustling behind it. So I think that's what people can feel. And when you're a part of it, you're a part of that. So, yeah.
Being part of a family and sometimes winning an Academy Award, like an Irish Goodbye this year, correct?
Well, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing either. Not bad.
It's definitely absolutely magnificent. Merci, Daniel. C'était pour la radio du cinéma.
Merci, merci.